everyone. This is Samuel, Samuel Brock Flynn Show. We have a special 20% off on all photo packages right now at the moment. USB or disk, USB flash drive or disk is what we are offering right now at the moment. 20% off on all packages on Fuzon Photography. That is our company. So if you want to go and get some senior pictures done, this would be the best time to do it since it's turning fall. Contact me at 865-236-1491. That's again 865-236-1491. The quickest way would be to call this number, which is a cell number / landline number, 931-279-6281. 931-279-6281. And if you want to, you can text that number and I'll get your text messages. Alrighty, so if you want to go and get some senior pictures today, that would be awesome. So just contact us or visit our website, www.fuzonphotography.com, and get information there about us. But anyway, let's move on to the next subject. What I've been doing is some photography out my neighborhood, just practice photography, just kind of like making a portfolio, which is awesome. But if you would, if you're interested in the photography stuff, you can go and take your photos to yourshot.nationalgeographic.com and put them on there, or go to viewbug.com and put your photos on there. You'll get a lot of views, trust me. My other thing is, I recently got a DSLR camera, a better one than the current camera, Fujifilm camera I have. It's not really a DSLR, it's just point and shoot, but it's a point and shoot at a professional level, so you're not really missing any things with the camera. You're not missing anything on there. So they're both professional cameras. They're not your average just point and shoot, get from Walmart kind of camera. I mean, it used to be the Fujifilm camera I have. It used to be where you get it from Walmart, but you can't get that camera nowhere from Walmart anymore, and it's a discontinued product, by the way. So it being discontinued, does that necessarily mean that it's a bad product? No, it just means it's probably like a limited edition photography camera. So it is one of those things for amateurs, but it's also used, if you know how to use a camera, for professional shots as well. It's not just for stuff like that. So, you know, it's just, it's, but with this new game we got going on here, we're going to the professional side of photography. So, yes, you will get good and clear pictures with clarity when you take them when the pictures are made through our DSLR camera. You will get pictures with clarity, and also pictures with clarity on the other camera as well. They come out pretty clear, so. That's what the latest is. Also, I've been sick myself. I've been dealing with low blood sugar, problems lately, meaning like if my blood sugar's low, I could be dealing with, some kind of anxiety attack thingy, but this doesn't seem like anxiety attack to me, the way that's been going, but it seems like what seems like is my hands go numb, and I get tingling in my, things, and then the other day I noticed squeeze my hands back and forth and opening and squeezing, my arms on the one side, like it felt very weak on one side, well actually on both sides really, they feel very weak, like you have an 8 hours. So it's I think it's a low blood sugar thing. So I promise you it's not a stroke, because stroke normally starts out in the face, and then goes down to your thing. But I think what caused the anxiety is the numbness in the hands really is what causes the anxiety to jump out in me and me start freaking out about it. So it's just something I've not experienced before in the past, because to me, I personally don't know. I mean, I've had anxiety attacks before, but they're not like this. It's just usually one hand goes numb, and then, or a little numb, not really all the way. And it doesn't start tingling, it just goes numb. But, and then you start feeling strange or weird about stuff. So, you know, that's where. And sometimes it gets to the point of hard to breathe and just too much thinking. So my point is this is not anxiety attack at all. I don't think. I think it was just low blood sugar. It's my opinion. It's what I think, because I got to a closest place to get something to snack on. After snacking on it, I actually felt better. And then I drank a little bit of soda, too, and I felt a lot better, and I felt normal again. So, it has to be low blood sugar, because that's the only thing I could think of, especially when you just feel like you're back to normal when you eat something sugary. So, it sounds like a diabetes or something, which, I mean, if I have it, I'm going to go to medical help, yes, but strange, if you ask me. But anyway, I just want to let people know my situation there. So, I have had freaked out in the past about anxiety, but I know how to control anxiety. But this doesn't seem like an anxiety attack. It's something else. So, and two, I noticed that my legs become like a week too, and become breaking out in cold sweat. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So. You guys take care out there. It is just some stuff I'm describing that's strange.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.